Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. You're ready to listen to a relaxing edition of Edit Radio.
Edit Radio.
No lass a god in a hospital. No lass a god in a war. No one's laughing at God when they're starving, freezing, or so very poor. No lass a god when the doctor calls after some routine tests. No one's laughing at God when it's gotten real late and the kid's not back from that party yet. No one laughs at God when their airplane starts to uncontrollably shake. No one's laughing at God when they see the one they love hand in hand with someone else and they hope that they're mistaken. No one laughs at God when the cops knock on their door and they say, "We've got some bad news, sir." No one's laughing at God when there's a famine, fire, or flood. But God can be funny at a cocktail party when listening to a good God themed joke. Or when the crazy said he hates us and they get so red in the head you think they're about to choke. And God can be funny when told he'll give you money if you just pray the right way. When presented like a genie who does magic like Houdini, grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus. God can be so hilarious. Ha ha. Ha ha. No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one's laughing at God when they lost all they've got and they don't know what for. No one laughs at God on the day they realize that the last sight they'll ever see is a pair of hateful eyes. No one's laughing at God when they're saying their goodbyes. But God can be funny at a cocktail party when listening to a good God themed joke. Or when the crazy said he hates us and they get so red in the head you think they're about to choke. And God can be funny when told he'll give you money if you just pray the right way. When presented like a genie who does magic like Houdini, grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus. God can be so hilarious. No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one's laughing at God in a hospital. No one's laughing at God in a war. No one's laughing at God when they're starving and freezing or so very poor. No one's laughing at God. No one's laughing at God. No one's laughing at God. We're all laughing with God.
What a relaxing way to start Edit Radio number 579. That song was Kishi Bashi. The song is Laughing With. That's going to be on an EP called The Emigrant EP, which is out digitally now. But physically, I think, comes out next month. I played that on my podcast, my Edit Radio podcast last month. Completely forgot at the time to mention this. It's a Regina Spektor cover. Laughing With is a Regina Spektor song. Just one of the many errors, omissions, and episodes of Amnesia, which make Edit Radio an absolute must-listen highlight of the weekly musical podcast world. I'm recording this on a Sunday, and it's a very sleepy Sunday. I'm not going to tell you why right at the top of the show, because I don't want to overload you with too much information here on this low-tempo Sunday. Instead, I will merely say this is Remember Sports. Okay, so maybe not every song in the podcast this week is low tempo. That the band Remember Sports. They used to be in Ohio, I think. These days relocated to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They've got a new album out soon, which is called Like a Stone. It's coming out soon. From it, that was the lead single called Pinky Ring. Sorry for all the information. I said I was going to go easy. Tough shit. Now that I've got you here, I may as well let you know. To come on the podcast this week, some excellent wonky pop, you know, like wonky indie rock kind of stuff, you know, like Pavement, Car Seat Headrest, that kind of thing. I've got two great examples of that coming up this week. One of them old, one of them new. Also, one of my favourite ever pieces of instrumental piano music. Don't make that face. I'm doing this for your benefit. This is Francis Quinlan. Don't make that face.
Woman woke up early, her day scraping near her brain. Imagine when the dog took out the roach, how much she must have changed. Afterwards it dawned on me, I heard noise from every corner, and one night ate raid season spaghetti. Look up. driving from upstate alone. I came in and she had on that white uniform. I had my first coffee with her that morning at home.
Frances Quinlan. The song is called Now That I'm Back. That's taken from her recent solo album called Likewise, which is really thoroughly recommended. Do go and check out Likewise. And it's quite relaxing as well, isn't it? That was quite relaxing. We're back on track in our relaxing edit radio, at least for the next 30 seconds, because I've just checked. And the next one isn't relaxing at all. It's like a roller coaster of emotions listening to edit radio this week, isn't it? Sorry, and you're welcome. I've said this before on the podcast, sometimes when I go and listen to the new releases and I round up the new releases to listen to just what's been out recently, some months that can be a bit of a trudge, but it's counterbalanced by the months where I'll hit play on a song and instantly fall in love. And that happened to me this month when I pressed play on this song by Cheekface.
I'm pulling weeds, the weeds are just some art I made. My canvas for anxiety. Think you could fall on that grenade. It's your internship and there's no pay. No room for cream, no room for error or for doubt. No holier than thou or thou. Maybe light snacks are all you need. A giant pretzel could make you feel better. Bored of the dance, I laughed in spite of myself. What side of bread is the side with the butter on it? Listen to your heart,
no.
Keep on keeping on,
no.
Just say no to drugs,
no.
Eat a healthy lunch,
no.
Dry outside the line,
no.
Pay your parking ticket,
no.
Buy one, get one free,
no.
Turn the other cheek,
no.
Just because it's funny doesn't make it a joke. Now stop meditating and take me to go bowl. Use it till it's gone,
no.
Keep on keeping on,
no.
Horse after the cart,
no.
Listen to your heart,
no.
My Hall of Fame and panic is the sport I play. We always play on Saturday, you and I both in uniform. Wherever we go, we take our big ass folding chairs. It's a fantastic way to build a monument. A monument to out of them. Three-legged dogs don't seem to mind. Take a good idea and do it too much. Bored of the dance, I laughed in spite of myself. What side of bread is the side with the butter on it? Listen to your heart,
no.
Keep on keeping on,
no.
Just say no to drugs,
no.
Eat a healthy lunch,
no.
Draw outside the line,
no.
Pay your parking tickets,
no.
Buy one, get one free,
no.
Turn the other cheek,
no.
Just because it's funny doesn't make it a joke. Now stop meditating and take me to go bowl. Use it till it's gone,
no.
Keep on keeping on,
no.
Horse after the cart,
no.
Listen to your heart,
no.
The band are Cheekface. The song is called Listen to Your Heart. No, taken from the album called Emphatically No, and I'm emphatically a fan of that song. I'm a big wonk pop mark, I guess. You know, stuff like Pavement, maybe Stephen Malkmus, that kind of thing. That really gets me. Plus, the logic of the song, you can really apply it to just loads of things that you just don't want to do. Like, please clean up your mess.
No.
Now get up for work.
No.
I'm too excited. Here's some piano. That's better. Celebrating its 20th anniversary this year is the film Amelie, and also the soundtrack to the film Amelie, which was mostly composed by a man named Jan Tiersen. That was Jan Tiersen. That is one of my favourite pieces of piano music. The song is called Comptine d'un autre été, l'après-midi. Sorry, France, for butchering your language. I did it for 5 years. Before that, I can now accurately tell you how much I love Cheekface. It's just so tempting to fill up a whole podcast just of that song. My mum, when we were growing up, she liked the song Hotel California by Eagles so much that she did once fill the side of one cassette tape just back to back with just Hotel California on a loop. That's some dedication to a song right there. Maybe that's where I get it from. It must run in the family. To come on the podcast this week, songs by people with names like Pedro and Bernice. But just back to Amelie. If you haven't seen the film Amelie, do go and see it. It's a lovely romantic drama comedy thing. And that's we're all about love here at Edit Radio. But the problem with love, though, is if you don't have it in the right context, it can lead to anger and sadness and frustration. This is Tropical Fuckstorm.
That last summer that I saw you at the BP with no cash, you were burned out like an aspirin, and I was melting on your dash. And this was years ago when Richmond was way out on the astral plane. But it was fine, cause I could see there was a light up in the tunnel. It's okay, you know, I remember how you used to say. And you finally go, you're gonna find out who you miss the most. Well, I guarantee you'll find it is not me. It won't be any of the usual suspects, but whatever, man. Soon enough you're gonna find out who I mean. When you go, you'll get to finally meet the one who tortured you, the one who hurt you worse than anyone, even me. And I'm just sorry that I won't be there to tell you that I told you so. Soon enough you leave and then you'll see. The front door, the ashtray by the milk crate in the yard, and you're the dead phone in the hall. All the blanks in my recall, the old Toyota van I sold for parts. You were the house that they tore down, it's now a vacant block of land. The ache I try to shake when I drive by, and you're the dog here in a book I didn't even know you looked at. And then other times you're furthest from my mind. Then I get something in the post, and there is your legal ghost. And it just goes to show you know you're kinda hard to leave behind. Man, I don't want go out no more. Just a thought makes me recoil. Now the feeling when unwanted guests come banging on your door. They're either too smart or too dumb. They're too weak or they're too strong. You said I'd be okay without you, yet you've been here all along. You were the best time I remember, and I do, cause life is dull. It's like you're half a fucking neurons in my skull. When you finally go, you're gonna find the only thing you needed did exactly as it should and got you through. You did not need nobody's help, just the idea of being helped. Though at the time it wouldn't feel like that was true. When you go, you'll get to finally meet the one who tortured you, the one who hurt you worse than anyone, even me. You'll be fine, cause you could always see the light up in the tunnel. The feeling it will happen soon for me. And you'll be fine, cause you could always see a light up in the tunnel. Got a feeling it will happen soon. And you'll be fine, cause you could always see the light up in the tunnel. Got a feeling it will happen soon. Cause you could always see a light up in it. Got a feeling it'll happen soon.
Flip off when they get in your road. You get so happy great big sign that says oversized love. You really think they can go as fast as you in your 87 Trans Am? They know you're in a terrible rush. They're going just as fast as they can. Dad, I really don't understand what driving big trucks has to do with that man. You should have taught him a lesson about being rude, about talking to you with such an attitude. Son, you're still young and you always jump the gun. There's real people in the big, big trucks that you flip off when they get in the road. So hacked, but you pay no mind to the great big sign that says oversized love. You really think they can go as fast as you in your 87 Trans Am? They know you're in such a terrible rush. They're going just as fast as they can.
I love that song. It's so pleasant. It's great to air drum along to as well. That's Pedro the Lion. The song is called Big Trucks, taken from the album from the last millennia, I believe, called It's Hard to Find a Friend. That was such a lo-fi album. I think that counts as wonk pop, wonky pop as well. Before that, Tropical Fuckstorm, the band that give the editing staff here a run for their money. And by that, I mean me, because obviously we don't have any editing staff here. The album is called Braindrops, that was out recently and is one of my favourite albums in recent memory. The song from it is called Aspirin. I've just looked out the window while I was saying all that, and it's like a hailstorm happening outside here on this relaxing day. But it's really light and it's falling like snow. I feel like I'm inside a snow globe. I'm very tired because it's WrestleMania weekend. So it's Sunday as I record this. WrestleMania this year is over two nights. Saturday starting 1 a.m, Sunday starting 1 a.m. And it's tradition to watch it live in my family. So me and my brother, Tom. Hi, Tom. We have been up late watching that. And I was under the impression that I booked Monday off work and that was why this is all going to turn out okay. I didn't. So I'm trying to conserve energy. And so the link ends here.
It's me, Robin. What can I say? You don't really know me. I thought if I just expressed this, you might let me be me and accept that I'm here, still here. I am really. What I need to convey, oh,
Well, I swear I see you in my dreams sometimes, held up in the middle of a night, shaking like a pistol in a young man's hand there in the pavement light. Standing up atop of that lonely hill, spared by the company mines, my blue-eyed baby with the best dress on in the shadow of a lonely mine. It was back before the war when the company came, these hills grew wild and free. Me and my baby would hide in the hollows, go away from the cruel sun's heat. But then I knocked down the timber and I burned off the brush to get to the ridges below. When they pulled out to let the cold black ground, 1 pound standing alone, so take me home to Lone Pine Hill. Well, I signed up back in 61, I'm an Army of Virginia man. Ripped my Nassau, took the Mackinac all the way to Sailor's Creek, fighting for my homeland. After 4 years gone and all hope lost, in Richmond under siege. And we're picking our pipers, waiting in the rain for Sheldon to bring us to our knees. Take me home to Lone Pine Hill. Forgiveness and carry me on through the night. Take me to your hills and over your rivers and away from this awful fight. So I ain't never known a man that's ever owned another, and I ain't on nothing of my own. After 4 long years I just can't tell you what the hell I've been fighting for. So take me home to Lone Pine Hill.
The first of the two songs you heard there was Bernice. The song is called It's Me, Robin, taken from their album called Oh, de Bonjourno. They're from Canada. Well done, Canada. After that, you just heard Steve Earle and the Jukes. The song is called Lone Pine Hill. In terms of albums that I've heard in full, new to me since the last time I recorded a podcast, I always try and put like one of those onto the podcast. You know, a new album that I've just listened to all the way through. And there's really only one contender this month. This album is called JT. It's from renowned American musician Steve Earle, and he was the father of Justin Townes Earle, the musician who unfortunately passed away in 2020 of a drug overdose. Steve Earle, in response, booked some time in a studio. He picked out I think 10 of Justin's songs, which he'd either written or co-written, and he effectively booked himself in to record a covers album as a way to say goodbye. And there is one original on there as well, but it just got me thinking. It really does kind of get you thinking. He was only 38 when he died, and I am within a few weeks now of my 40th birthday. This is the last podcast that I'll do in my 30s. It has been making me think of all of the people who were either taken from us or who were left of their own accord, who didn't get to see 40. I do not feel like I'm that old. I remember being very small, and from the caliber of birthday cards my dad got for his 40th birthday, I remember being very aware that 40 is very old, right? But it just seems like people shouldn't have to leave before they get to this point. So that was what I was thinking. I'm gonna distract you now from all of this by saying there's two songs to go, and here's some upbeat punk.
Lost, so you're hurting for some comfort, cheap bad foods, yeah. Growing up, we wanna be dangerous, yeah. Everybody wants to be tough, but you're scared to spend money that you don't have in ice cold beers, yeah. Everybody wants to be optimists, but we guzzle down what's left of our half full glass. And the daybreakers at the sound of life give the joy with the berry and an 8.5. It's like every motherfucker needs a goddamn prize. I'm broke, so I'm ready.
The song is by a band called Kudrow, which was an old side project of Mr. Jeff Rosenstock. The song is called Reward Zone. I don't think that was ever out on a CD or anything. I think that was like a vinyl-only thing, which I managed to rip from the internet. Hooray, piracy! Reward Zone is the song. And that's it. Thank you very much for tuning into the podcast this week. I really appreciate it and all of the support that you give us week in, week out. And I hope you enjoyed it. I'm now off to go and catch some Zeds and then watch some wrestling all night. The next time you hear an Edit Radio podcast, it will be helmed by Mr. Tom Crook. He'll be joined here by his friends. They're all musical superheroes. I'm amazed that they don't have their own show yet on Disney Plus. After that, Janessa Williams. She should have her own spin-off show, but she's just too busy for that kind of thing. She's got too much other cool stuff on the go. After that, the first Tuesday in May, we go full circle and Kev Lawson is back. He will have his own spin-off, but only once Mike Ashley sells Newcastle United. I'll leave you with this. This is Malibu Ken. Purple Moss. Take care of yourselves, alright? I love you. Goodbye.
I talk like it hurts to talk. Mascot of Murphy's Law, from the claw game at the Walt Whitman Mall, to the worst curb cuts of the urban sprawl, to what stirs in a purple moss. Which world make a purpless skirt of his quirks and flaws, or make it okay to learn who you are? No jury, instead of all insecurity, no mercy. Every year his skin get thinner, you can almost see the vilifying his innards. If it's into the flutter, back up through the gizzard with a little bit of last night's dinner. Liver, stand by for the van by the river, build ramps in the summer, tanned hides in the winter. Anti-winner, stare at the stars from an empire builder to anywhere far. Live from an empire builder. Empire builder. Live from an empire builder. Wildfire in the wilder. Live from an empire builder. Empire builder. Live from an empire builder. I shake my fist at the very same gate that I would've climbed up before I became lame. Now I just curse and pretend it's the same. Curse of the person who ain't do a thing. And everyone around you was surfing the wave. You a singular jerk in a circle of saints. Never mistook for a bird or a plane. Mistook for a hearse in the rain. Germ in a wound, bit a few heads of a hydra. Deadbeat friends in the lens of his life. Yikes. When I stink, I turn fire into ice. I would rather die on spikes before you ever take to a colony. Take note of your escape velocity and watch I vote not care who you are. From an empire builder to anywhere far. Live from an empire builder. Empire builder. Live from an empire builder. High hold silver. Live from an empire builder. Empire builder. Live from an empire builder. Sultan of sublimation, have you ever seen such evasion? Work till he well done, baking a borderline burnt. The certified temperature, wide berth. Night King, wild earth, bite a hand with the serum. His old man haunt him, his own fam fear him. His cold dead hands are attached to a breathing meat. To learn to roll weed with its feet. Do not make me turn this car around. No sleep till the bars are bar to town. Bar case bumped to a claw mark darkum. Bars on a window, barbs in a jargon. Black armband, offsides on guard. Dark guard marksman, march through the heartland. Dream of a chair in a yard from an empire builder to anywhere far. Live from an empire builder. Empire builder. Live from an empire builder. High pass filter.